Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this awesome, awesome episode of On Fire to Inspire. You could be doing anything else. We all wear so many hats. We're all so, so very busy. But I thank you for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. Our topic tonight is healing in your testimony. But before we into this show, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors because they are sowing into this fertile ground each and every week, and I truly, truly appreciate them. And we just had a 1 year anniversary for a couple of them. This will be a full year. We're coming up on our 2 year for the anniversary of the network itself. But we have some sponsors that have been with us from the beginning of us launching on our own. And I want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And it is a great, great read. You can find her book on online bookstores. And her book tells the account of how God freed her son for over 15 years of an alcohol addiction. So you definitely want to go and take a look at that book. And her name is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. And the title of the book, one more time, is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And that is the owner and visionary of Third Heaven Sound is Vincent Lynch. And I tell you, the jingle that you just heard, I wrote the words, but he did the music. So if you're looking for jazz music, jingles, that is your man, Vincent Lynch. He's on our sponsors are on Facebook, and you can find his jazz music. He is, I'm telling you, a minstrel from heaven, and his music can be found on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. We have also Unique Expression by Design, and they take care of all your custom and business products, whether it's for personal or business reasons, what you need. Unique Expression by Design will take care of the needs, anything from pens, pencils, mugs, journals, whatever it is that you need to be customized, they will take care of you with that. And that's Angelise Washington with Unique Expression by Design. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for all of your hair care needs, your beauty needs, specializing in hair care and beauty needs of relaxer, twist, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, soap, and much, much more. Give Roz a call and book your appointment today at 404-599-3712. And finally, PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for your business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. We want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. Great, great big thank you. Kudos to each and every one of you, and thank you for sowing into this fruitful ground. We truly, truly appreciate you. But, guys, we are back with tonight's show, and I'm so excited about my new sister in Christ that I've met. The topic of our show tonight is healing in your testimony. I know that we don't go through things for ourselves. We go through to help someone else through it. But I'm honored to have Halo on the line with us. Halo Mental, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you, Aaliyah, for having me. It's a miracle I'm here, and I'm so blessed to have met you. So blessed.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell you, when I read your story, and it just blessed me, and to hear the actual video about your book, the book trailer. Leading into the book, I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, that was an anointing in just reading about your book and then to actually speak with you. And we had, you know, that long conversation. I was like, God, oh, this is so beautiful.
I know, I didn't want to get off the phone.
I know, me neither. It's definitely kindred spirits. It's like we've known each other forever. But, Halo, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Well, my name is Halo, and often when I meet people for the first time, they'll look at me with this inquisitive look, and they'll say, "Your name is Halo?" And I say, "Yeah, you know, like an angel has a halo on its head, and I have my hand above my head, but if I'm tired, the halo slips," and then they might think I'm crazy, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that I am so crazy thankful to be alive, and I'm so crazy in love with God. And then I'll often receive a comment like, "Wow, with a name like Halo, you must be an angel." To which I think, "No, I'm not an angel. I'm simply a cherished child of God, just like you." And, you know, that's what can make us feel worthy, wanted, and loved. And some of us may know how much God loves us, and some of us may not know that yet. But, you know, oftentimes I think we question God's love when we face a life challenge because it might consume the way we're thinking or the way we're feeling, and our thoughts might push God out of the way, thinking that we don't need or deserve him. Or what we're feeling pushes to call him near because we realize that we need someone greater. And my family history is that I was born in Holland in 1964. My father is black. My mother is white. We came over on a boat with $200 to our name. And then we ended up settling in Seattle, Washington. And today I'm blessed to be 52 years old and delightfully married to my husband, Rich. And I have three adult children. And I never thought I would write a book, but God had something different in mind. But he pulled me through something that I never imagined having to face.
Amen. I tell you, I mean, it's such a blessing to to hear your story. And, I mean, I'm going to let you share it in a moment. Guys, we were experiencing some technical difficulties here. I tell you, I do apologize. We will be bringing Halo back on momentarily. You know God is so faithful and the devil is a liar. So momentarily we're going to be bringing her right back on. But while we're waiting to bring her on, I am going to play a quick piece for you called In His Presence. In your presence. In your presence, Lord, is where I long to be. In your presence, Lord, it's just you and me. In your presence, Lord, how I love you so much. I love the time where it's me and you. It's that quiet time with just us two.
That was the piece that I just played for you guys while we were waiting to rejoin Halo is entitled In Your Presence, and that's from On Fire Inspired, the audio book, and the music was played by Third Heaven Sound. But Halo, do we have you back?
I'm back. Yes, I'm back. I'm
okay.
Here.
All right.
I'm not going
I
anywhere.
I tell you. All right. I said, you know what? I said, I can't believe my phone dropped. I am not in my regular studio, but I tell you, you know, God is so faithful. And I knew that we were going to be up against some things, but guess what? No. It is well. It is well. So we were talking about, you know, the you know, your life, your name. So you've been married for 20, how many years?
27 years. 27 years.
20.
Beautifully married. Yeah.
Never thought that
we would face the potential of until death do you part at such an early age. So good. God is so good.
He is. And, you know, it's such a blessing that you had your soulmate right by your side, because so many times men can't handle when they're not, you know, taking those vows seriously. They can't handle when a crisis like that happens. So, you know, I just praise God for your husband and your family and the support you had as you, you know, move forth through that. So we're going to delve into the actual diagnosis. So you were having, what were the symptoms you were having leading up to it?
Well, you know, prior to my frightening diagnosis, I heard voices talking in my head, and I thought that no one would believe me if I shared those symptoms. But the main symptom that brought me in to see the doctor was ringing in my ear. And I'm a Googler, so I looked that up, and, you know, millions of Americans suffer from tinnitus. So I didn't really place too much emphasis or worry on that. But I went to see my doctor, and tested revealed that I'd lost over half the hearing in my right ear. So he said, hey, Lo, let's run a dye contrast study on your ear for what I think is a treatable concern. I said, great, it's Friday. Can we get the results soon? Because I've got church on Sunday, dinner on Saturday, and kids busy with games and all this going on. And he said, sure, come back to my office in, 3 hours, and I'll have the results for you. So I ran downtown Seattle, ran some errands, came back in, sat in the waiting room and with my to-do list busy. And the nurse called me back and said, hey, Lo, come on back. And the first indication that there might be something wrong was she usually had a beautiful smile on her face. I'd known her for 15 years, but today she didn't. And she pulled me back to the examination room, and there were two doctors instead of one. And I looked at my physician, and I said, this isn't something simple, is it? And he said, no. I said, get my dad on the phone. He's a retired physician, because I have a feeling that what you're going to tell me is going to be kind of scary. And my doctor looked at me, and now I've got three doctors in the room. And I remember sitting there and saying, God, is it time for me to jump into your love grip? I need you to hold on tight to me and don't let go. My doctor, he compassionately looked at me, and he said, hey, Lo, this has absolutely nothing to do with your ear. You see, you've got a tumor the size of a golf ball that's lying over the main artery in your brain. And you have an appointment with your neurosurgeon on Monday. And my to-do list dropped to the floor. My parents came to pick me up. And I sat outside in the curb on the rain. And I remember looking up and I said, Father, rain down on me. And I didn't mean R-A-I-N. I meant R-E-I-G-H-N. And my parents picked me up, brought me home. My husband bolted home from work. He took me by the hands. He walked me upstairs, and he said, let's pray. And I could hardly speak, so I whispered, God, please, make something beautiful out of this.
Wow. Most people would be hysterical, and, you know, your husband said, let's pray. And you said, God, make something beautiful out of this. And as a result of you saying those words, he did just that, right?
Absolutely. You know, I love Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. For my situation, the longest my neurosurgeon had a patient stay in the hospital in 29 years of practice was 6 days. My 6 days turned into 8 weeks with three on life support. My tumor had this nasty trait. You touch it, it's like touching poison ivy. So when the doctors went in to extract it, my brain swelled, and I became non-responsive, 3 weeks on life support. Yet miracles unfolded. And I believe that miracles are whispers from heaven. You know, my dad came in one day, and if my pupil was dilating in my situation, it meant I was going into brain herniation, which is much like a heart attack, only it's the brain under attack. And by the time the wires and tubes would have discovered it, I'd be gone. My dad came in at random one day. He opened my eyelid. My pupils actively dilating. He sounds an alarm bell. They slap my body between two plastofabric sheets of ice for three solid days. I'm now a frozen icicle. And my husband would come in, and he would delicately move the wires and tubes, try to access my face and give me a kiss on the cheek. And I wouldn't respond, you know, and that's a unique conversation for a husband and wife to have. I'm blessed to say that I've more than made up for it. But, you know, then one day my mom came in, and she said, hi, Halo, I love you. No response, four times over, through tears. Hi, Halo, I love you. God loves you, too. And I lifted my hand a quarter inch off the bed, turned it, it dropped. It was my weak wave, and my family was ecstatic. And several days later, I would motion to my sister-in-law that I wanted to write something. I was intubated at the time, so I couldn't speak. And she held on to a yellow pad and handed me a pen. And it took me 5 minutes to write, and it would be weeks before I would communicate again. But my first communication after life support was, God is amazing.
Wow. You had been on life support for 3 weeks, and mm-hmm. you had been in the hospital a total of 8, and your first thing that you wrote was, God is amazing.
Yes, and I defying medical odds, there was a time when the doctors wanted to put me in a nursing home, and I remember mm-hmm. my husband coming in, and he said, another doctor's on his way to see you. I said, what's this one for? And he said, they need to evaluate you to see if you can stay here or if you need to go to a nursing home. And I said, help me get ready to see the doctor. And in walked a psychiatrist, starch shirt and a tie, crisp. And he looked at me, and I felt like I was about to face this medical, interrogation. He said, do you mm-hmm. know why you're here, and do you want to be? And I said, you know what? I don't want to be here, but I know why I am. But my Savior is going to keep me strong. And he looked at mm-hmm. me, and he said, you get to stay here until you're strong enough to go home. And I remember going home. I was still sleeping 19 hours a day. And I spent 20 weeks. I had to learn how to walk, talk, eat, think, function, and do virtually everything over again. There's mm-hmm. nothing more challenging, at least there wasn't for me. We all go through life challenges. But what God taught me and the silver linings, which I'd love to share some of those with you, the silver linings that my family yeah. and I gained, the silver linings that God intertwines in the tapestry of our life, the strength that mm-hmm. he infuses in our soul is so outrageously beautiful.
Share some of those silver linings with us.
Well, some of them are funny. My boys loved one of these silver linings. I still have brain trauma. I have to pace mm-hmm. myself throughout the day, and I have memory issues and all that. But as long as I pace myself, I'm okay. I will never forget how much Jesus loves all of us. That's one thing I'll never forget. But say I'll walk mm-hmm. into the kitchen, and I'll look at the boys, and I'll say, clean up. And then I'll walk through the house, and 2 minutes later, I'm back in the kitchen, and I have no idea that I've just asked them to clean up. And, they'll look at cleaning up the kitchen. And they said, Mom, you just asked us to do that, and now you're doing it for us. Or there's that silver lining that my husband and I have, and, his friends all think this is hysterical. It's mm-hmm. it's beautiful also, there's two side stories to this. In the book that I wrote, Halo Found Hope, there's a chapter called mm-hmm. Into the Hands of God, where I describe in layman's terms the actual surgery itself. And I didn't want to scare mm-hmm. off the reader, so I decided to have to meet with my neurosurgeon. I did learn mm-hmm. how fearfully and intricately we are all made. That's mm-hmm. one thing I did learn in learning how complex the brain is. So we go meet with our neurosurgeon. Now, the side story to this is that before brain surgery, as beautiful as my marriage with my husband has been, before brain surgery, when it came to intimacy, it was always me saying, not this morning, not tonight, I'm tired. After brain surgery, I would forget when we had been intimate, not to insult his talent, but I had absolutely no idea we'd been together. And I still deal with that at times now when I fatigue easily. And so my husband pulled the good doctor aside and he said, Halo, I love you. Stay right there. He put his hand out to stay there. Doctor, come here. I don't know what flip you switched in my wife's brain, but when it comes to intimacy, it's now me saying, not this morning, not this afternoon, not tonight. She's running me ragged. And my doctor said, nice problem to have, young man. And I whispered, and I'm not letting him back into my brain to fix it. That's a silver lining. Silver lining, And I think what for my husband and I is before all of this, I would find little things to nitpick and complain about him. You know, we weren't perfect at loving each other, but through all of this, we've learned that we are perfectly loved. And that's when I love 1 Corinthians 13, you know, and we have it hanging in our room. And so if we're ever not getting along, because that happens with all couples, you know, we'll insert our names and I'll say, Rich is patient, Rich is kind. Halo is patient, Halo is kind. And, you know, we just learn that loving one another the way God instructs us to is so contagious. So, you know, it's been beautiful. But I've often been asked if I had a near-death experience. And I call it near heaven, likely because of, you know, things that have happened. And you and I talked about one of those events that I'd love to share at some point. So.
Sure. Go ahead and share it now.
Oh, okay. I was walking through a grocery store, and this was 18 months after I came home from surgery. It was the first time I was allowed to drive. Otherwise, I was instructed to stay home until I had a certified driving instructor spend 3 hours with me and determine that it was safe for me to be on the road again. And so my first day out, I went to the grocery store. And I felt so free just to get out. I walked every day, but this was different to be behind the wheel of a car and the grocery store. But I was afraid. And I started crying. And my prayer was, God, will I grow old enough to meet my grandkids? And I physically bump into a woman at the Tostito section. And she looks at me and she says, honey, can I pray for you? And I thought, wow, okay, I've had people pray for me, but not often a complete stranger. And she looked at me and she goes, honey, I want to pray for you. Now, remember, my tumor was on the carotid artery in my brain, and my prayer was, God, will I grow old enough to meet my grandkids? She looks at her husband, and she says, honey, go get me more yogurt. And I look at the cart, and I say, it's full. Why on earth do you need more? She says, that way you and I will have more time together. Tell me what's going on. So I shared my tumor in the carotid artery, my 8 weeks hospitalization, 20 weeks rehab, and that this was the first day out again. And I was afraid, I was 46 years old at the time, will I grow old enough to meet my grandkids? She clasped me by the hands. She looked me straight in the eye. And she said, I understand your fear. And privately I was thinking, really? She goes, no, I do. You see, I'm 72 years old. And 35 years ago, I had a tumor on my carotid artery. Granted, mine was in my neck, not my brain, but I understand your fear. You know what? Today, I've got 14 grandchildren. Now, wasn't it as if Jesus was saying, okay, Halo, you get whatever you ask for. God wisely does not work that way. But what he was doing at that moment in time, what he was saying is, child, jump into my love grip. I am yours. You are mine. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46.
Yeah.
And it was an absolutely beautiful moment.
Wow. Wow. You're in the grocery store, wandering and praying. An angel, the stranger, prays for you. And tell me, he just loves us so much. I tell you. So you're in the hospital. For those of you who are just joining us a little later, we have Halo on the line with us. Halo is a survivor of a major brain surgery. And I'm telling you, she has a totally, totally awesome testimony where did an amazing work for her. And the title of our show is Healing in Your Testimony, but God truly healed her. She defied every odd that the doctors were saying. So as far as some of the numbers and statistics that they were giving you, what were they saying?
Well, my family was actually called to my side on 3 different occasions. And I had a code blue called on me. My dad, the retired physician, seeing me like that was so difficult for him. And he put pillows under my Achilles tendon because he was hoping that if I ever walked again, that my Achilles wouldn't freeze up. And at that moment, as fragile as my whole family was, my doctor took my dad aside, put his hands on his shoulders, looked him straight in the eye, and said, I don't give a you-know-what about your daughter's Achilles. I'm trying to keep her alive. And it shook my family, you know, and doctors didn't think that I would walk or talk again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an absolute miracle that I'm alive.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, I mean, they didn't think you were going to make it through, no less walk.
Mm-mm.
And then, wow, wow, and wow. So upon coming back home, I bet everybody was treating you like you were made of glass.
Yeah. They don't anymore, but they did then. You know, I'm strong, apparently. God's stronger, but yes.
Yes, 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 yes. That is, I mean, this is such a beautiful story of how, you know, you find out this. And you were how old when you got diagnosed?
46.
You were 46 when you were diagnosed.
And I'm 52.
And
I'm 52.
You're 52. Glory to God. Glory to God. But they say you weren't going to make it through. But, hey, when you know who you are and who he is and who you belong to, I don't care what man say, they don't have the final words, right?
No, they don't. God does. All the time.
So
all the time.
So as you walked in, you're healing and you got stronger and you got better, what shifted some things for you to say, you know, okay, God says it's time for me to go ahead and write this book. How did you shift into that gear?
It started out as a diary hidden in a drawer. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'd scribble out notes on a yellow pad of paper. Originally, I'd go downstairs and type out feverishly on the computer. My husband said, honey, just stay in bed. And I would just, it would just flow out, you know. And I remember the back cover synopsis, you know, just writing. And I'll share it with the audience because it speaks volumes to what God was doing. And I remember, and I'd say, God, take it. It's yours. Just speak through me. But it's not about anything that I can do. It's all about what you can do. And, you know, it's like the back cover of the book reads, machines beeping, the blur of medical staff running, a crash cart whizzing into an ICU room. A young woman lay packed in ice as doctors attempted to somehow stop the swelling in her brain that threatened to take her life, and her family waited. 6 days turned into 8 weeks. She awoke to discover that she was not the same. She saw two of everything, couldn't feel half her face, couldn't hear from one ear, and could not speak. She couldn't even tell anyone that she felt hopeless, or could she? Halo Found Hope is the story of a beautiful, busy wife and mother of three whose life changes instantly with the diagnosis of a rare brain tumor. An exceptional ENT, a brilliant neurosurgeon, and a dedicated medical team tackle the tumor, setting off a series of unbelievable miracles. Halo's story is not one of survival or of salvaging a life through a broken body. It is not about endurance through pain, but victory because of it. While the family heard her silence, God heard her prayer. Halo's story is simply this: wherever you are and whatever you're going through, God is right there. He doesn't need to be recognized by you to be there for you. He can replace fear with courage and discouragement with determination if you let him. Halo did, and that is how she found hope. One of my favorite reviews on it was, Christian readers will find in these pages a powerful testament to the power of faith in dark times, and even agnostics will be uplifted by the joy de vivre of this remarkable woman. To which I told the reviewer, can we make that joy de vivre of Jesus? He goes, well, you're not allowed to change what I wrote. But I will say, this is all about what God can do. It's all about what he can do.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You know,
wow.
And there are some of the chapters in the book. You know, we all have a story to tell. We all do.
Yes.
And I know that if I were sitting across you or any of our listeners, and we sat there and I just listened, I'd be captivated by, you know, their story, because God gives us each a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mm-hmm. chapter titles are brought to a halt, pummeled by fear, into the hands of God. The longest 6 days ever, the quest for rehabilitation, changes, changes, and more changes. God is amazing. Resilience. Resilience was a chapter that was interesting because I was walking through a doctor's office and I was so tired and I was on my way to see him and he wanted a book and I was going to bring it to him and I tripped over a purse in the waiting room and there was a mom and daughter sitting there. The mother was wheelchair bound and when I tripped over it, my book popped out and the daughter said, "Can I look at that? What's it about?" And I said, I'm tired. Just read the back. And so she did, and she turned it around and said, "Halo found hope." And I said, "Yeah, and you can too." She goes, "Can I look inside?" I said, "Sure." So she started going through. When she got to chapter 8, she said, "Resilience." And she looked at her mom, said, Mom, Halo wrote chapter 8 for you." And
wow.
Her mom was pretty grumpy and said, "No, I don't think so." And they ended up asking if they could take that book home, and I said, "Sure," and they called me 2 days later. The daughter said, "I've got to tell you, this is the first time my mom and I have laughed and cried together, and she wants to get to know who Jesus is."
Thank you.
Halo was amazing. I said, "Don't you forget to open that Bible up first." But that's how that went, and then, yeah. Transparent disability. He answers prayer. No complaining. I've learned that complaining is contagious, but so is the opposite, including appreciation and gratitude. Rich in love.
Yes.
7 blessings. I've got 3 amazing children. I had 4 miscarriages and an avalanche of post-it notes.
Wow.
Dance with me,
wow.
Jesus. Not by accident, more than a survivor and hope found. In Dance With Me, Jesus, I love it because I've had close to $1 million worth of medical care, and I've been in an MRI machine countless times. And I would go in for a brain MRI. But I'd go in, and I'd sit there, and like, okay, they strap your head in there, and then the technician says, "Be still." I'm like, "Be still, you've just put gauze all around my head. Where am I going to move, right?" And I remember one day when in there, it became the new way to face something difficult, Dance With Me, Jesus. And I sat there, and to the cadence of the machine, it goes, chick, 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 chick. You know, the machine, I don't know if you've ever been in an MRI machine, but they make those noises. And so as I'm going through this, I'm like, "Savior, keep me strong. Savior, keep me strong. God, you are my healer. God."
You made us fall.
15 minutes. And the technician moved me out and moved the gauze, and he said, "It's all wet. What were you doing?" I go, "I was dancing with Jesus." So.
Wow. Wow. And wow. I'm just so in awe of the whole, you know, from the diagnosis to, I'm still kind of like speechless on, you know, when your husband grabbed you by the hand and said, "You know, let's pray." And you said, "God, make something beautiful out of this." And how, you know, strangers prayed for you, how a stranger picked up your book and it spoke to their heart, and her mom wanted to get to know Jesus as a result. I mean, you know, to many, God is using you like an angel, you know, so your name, Halo, is indicative to, you know, an angel. So, I mean, it's beautiful. It's truly, truly beautiful. It is. So how long after the surgery did you start deciding that this is no longer going to be a journal, but it's going to actually be a book?
It was one step at a time. And, you know, I would keep writing every night and scribbling and then put it in, and I thought, okay, I think God now wants it to be a book. And it, you know, it was awarded the 2015 Inspirational Book of the Year Award in the Independent Author Network. And then there's a Pacific Northwest radio station that listed 23 great Christian authors many of whom you would know by name in a heartbeat. And they put my name on that list. And I looked at my husband and I said, "You've got to be kidding me." And he said, "Halo, God doesn't play around." but I, you know, for me, my heart is in a place where all of this, all of it, is about what Jesus can do. That's it. And if one person can invite Christ into their lives as a result of it, then it's done what it needed to do. And, you know, I launched a Facebook page and about a little over a year ago, and the multitudes, there are over 20,000 following. And that was not something I ever asked for, you know. And I remember I posted a poem. Interrupt me at any time, Aaliyah, but.
No, you're good.
I need God. And I use the acronym ING. And so every word in the poem had an ING word. And then someone messaged me on Facebook and said, "You don't know this, but you just prevented someone from committing suicide." And the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with her and her family. And they said, "Halo, you're a hero." I said, "Do not put me on that platform. I do not belong there. This is all about what God can do, not Halo." But I got off that phone remembering how much we all need God. I mean, I've met plenty of people who, you know, and that poem reads, "Believing in his power, hungering for his sustenance, anchoring in his strength, leaning on his presence, equipping for battle with his armor, holding on to his mercy, recognizing his grace, resting in his peace, asking for forgiveness, esteeming hope in his son, accepting his redemption, letting go of doubt, trusting his promise, immersing myself in his unmatched compassion, expecting the healing of my soul, spending quiet time with our Father, falling in love with him even more, resting in his comfort, cherishing his embrace, accepting his perfect righteousness, embracing his glory, standing in awe of his presence, praying with confidence, waiting patiently for his answer, thanking him for his love, giving him all of me, because I need God."
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm telling you, you're such an inspiration, and your whole story. I mean, you know, not only are you a beautiful person on the outside, you just have such a beautiful spirit, and you know, it's infectious to share in the joy that you exude. You know, the love of who God is, it exudes through your pores. And so, you know, I was so in awe when God connected us. I was like, wow,
I know.
I'm just loving her.
I mean, you've probably been on
so many platforms.
Well, no, I've spoken in front of crowds ranging from 20 to 3,000. But, you know, the thing is, I didn't want to get off the phone with you. I just, yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's
a
sign of a very
good
call, though. So.
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, I mean, you know, God has placed you in front of so many platforms that you would not have, you know, been in prior to that having that diagnosis and being healed from it. You know, how many people do you know that actually was in ICU for 3 weeks and actually made it out? And not only made it out, but they actually are walking, they're talking, they're living a life that is still functional and being able to bring people to God and let them know who he is. I mean, that is a miracle in itself. It is just beautiful.
It is
absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, Halo, if a person was, you know, recently diagnosed with anything, and they're just like, "Oh, I just got this diagnosis." You know, yours was something rare, and so they didn't expect you to make it. So this person, whoever they are that's listening, theirs is treatable, but because they've got a diagnosis, they're going by what the doctors have said and not, so they're walking in this place of fear. What would you say to that person, whether they're listening to us live or they're going to listen to the recording, what would you say to that person?
I would say to them, I'd look them straight in the eye, and I would say, your Father in heaven is capable. Take it straight to God. Take it straight to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. lift up your prayer, lift up your
yes.
every worry, and know that he is your healer, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I know for me, afraid of where I might go, because I knew that heaven was waiting for me. I was afraid of leaving my family behind. You know, and there's a song that I wrote, I Can See You, Jesus, and a very small portion of it reads, angels, hold on tight. Tell me everything will be all right. Tell me if I stay or when I go, God has my soul. And I think that sometimes, you know, at some point in our lives, we all have, or we will. And sometimes I believe that God allows those challenges to get our attention and remind us yet again, child, I am yours, you are mine. You know, and when I was diagnosed, my husband and my family, my friends could love me, but no one could love me and embrace my soul like God could.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. I tell you, this signal tonight, the devil is a liar. I've never had this many drops. I mean, this is the second time it's dropped. But I'm telling
no
you,
worries.
I'm so excited and so on fire.
God is, you know, I'll tell you this. Yeah, God is not intimidated by the enemy. So the phone can drop and
mm-hmm.
we'll just pick it up again.
Exactly. We'll pick it right back up. We started off.
There
you
go.
Know, that, because so many times people are walking in fear of what if, or walking in, you know, what, you know, cause many times, like, you could have taken that diagnosis and looked at it as a death sentence, but you said, oh, God, I know you to be my healer, and so I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to give this to you for you to handle. Well, a person
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that says, well, you know, so I'm so glad that I asked you that question so that you could, you know, from a person who's walked in those shoes, help them look at it in another way instead of saying the glass is half empty. Say
mm-hmm.
that it's half full.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know,
mm-hmm.
I know it's all in how you look at it. And many times you say faith and fear can't walk together, and it can't. You got to strengthen
yeah.
that faith muscle to say, God, I believe you. And, you know, maybe even you say, God, help me with my faith level to get to the point of knowing that you will do this. I know you will, but help me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for whoever that person is, like you just said, for that person, understand that he is your healer. He is
yeah.
your strength, and rely on him for it. Don't rely on man, because man will let you down.
Yeah.
man
yeah.
will let you
no,
down, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that, you know, if I were sitting with you or a listener or anyone that will listen to this in the future and they were facing something difficult or had a loved one who was, I think I'd sit
mm-hmm.
with them, and I'm paraphrasing a prayer, but, you know, just letting God speak through me, it'd be a prayer kind of like this one. And, you know, dear God, I want my life to be about you, your love, your peace, your presence, your power, your healing, your compassion, and your authenticity. And sometimes, you know, this world and my troubles distract me from you, and they make me fall to my knees. And I just want, God, forgive me for the moments when I find it hard to trust you with my all. I'm so thankful I get to be your child and call you Father. But when life storms hit, just splash my soul with your presence. God, thank you for cradling and hugging me, even during the most tender and raw and heart-draining moments when my arms are stretched out, begging for mercy, healing, and comfort, because I feel like I cannot go on. And thank you for being my refuge. God, thank you for loving me like no one else can. Just help me love you back and trust you with my all. Help me jump into your love grip and know that I'm wanted, loved, and I'm always beautiful in your eyes. And I love finishing every prayer with, I love you, God. Amen.
That is so beautiful. So, so very beautiful. You know, things can move from a place of religion to relationships.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. You're really
And I know that you've got important things to say, but for some reason I'm hearing every other word right now.
Really? Okay. Let me see, because I'm in the country.
You're in the country.
How about now? There are some. They're not too far from me. I'm in the country. I'm not in Georgia today.
Okay,
but
that's
yes.
good.
So, you know, in my, like, not I live in the city, but it's city fair to here, so my signal is not like the best out here. But I tell you, you know, God is just so faithful. And, you know, when you're in that religious state, sometimes you don't realize that prayer is a two-way communication. And after you finish talking, you just be still and let him talk to you. You know, and telling you, it blessed me last week. The title of the show was, What Are You Thankful For? At least three of the people, I was one of the three, at least three of the people that dialed in, they talked about they were thankful for their relationship with God. I mean, because, you know, many times people say, I'm thankful for my life, my family. And, you know, people were thankful for that. But at least three people said, I'm thankful that I have a relationship with my Father in heaven. You know, that was just beautiful. That was just beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, it's a beautiful response. And it's what, you know, when we think about what God has done for us, He so wants
that
his children just to love him back. Love him back.
Yes. Yes, yes. So, Hilo, how do we have people go out and get your book and follow you? Because you have 22,000 followers. We need to make sure you get some more followers because God is doing some great things through you.
And, yeah, anyone can, you know, send me a message and, you know, I'll pray and I'll, you know. You can go to Halo, H-A-L-O, Found Hope, all one word, .com. HaloFoundHope.com. And there is, on the upper right-hand corner, is a little link to Facebook. And you click on that, and it'll pull you right to the Facebook author page. And, you know, there you can follow me, join in on conversation, and send me a message. And, you know, much like God has called me to encourage others, I need encouragement as well. We all do. That's what, you know, God's children are to come together and lift one another up. So, and on my website, HaloFoundHope.com, you can purchase a copy of Halo Found Hope. It'll bring you to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble. Or if you like, you can private message me on my Facebook author page. And if you'd like a signed copy, we can make arrangements for that. You just have to send me a private message, and we can work that out as well. So, okay.
And you actually have teamed up with an organization where you give a portion of the proceeds. Tell us a little bit about that.
The National Brain Tumor Society will get a portion of proceeds from book sales. And I actually met with the president of the National Brain Tumor Society in Washington, D.C. not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And about last year, I spoke for the National Brain Tumor Society in California, San Francisco. And it went well. I remember before I got on stage, the then president, who's no longer president, she and someone else asked me, you know, are you nervous? And I thought to myself, I'm afraid of nothing when I remember that God can handle everything. And I got on that stage. And the hard part was afterwards. You know, there were about 3,000 people there. And they called the survivors on stage. And there were 30 of us, if that. And many of them had an odd gait, couldn't walk, couldn't talk. And I met a friend there who since has passed away at an early age of what's called a glioblastoma. And I realized yet once again what a miracle it is that I'm able to walk and talk. And when we were done, a father pulled me aside. I was wearing a Survivor T-shirt. That's the way the crowd would know who we were. And the father came up to me and said, "Son, I'd like you to meet Halo." And the boy was about, I think, 5 years old, so I got down on bended knee, and I sat and I looked at him, and I said, "Hi, son." And he said to me, "I wish my mom was just like you. Daddy says that I'm going to see her again in heaven someday. I just wish God would hurry up." And it pulled me again back, my heart, the tug on my heart. And once the boy walked off, I let it go. Wow, God, you know, use me. I am your vessel, and if I will proclaim anything, it is that you are real and that hope is always found in you. And I will not stop proclaiming your love until the day you call me home.
I tell you, this topic is definitely one that God had for you, healing in your testimony, because it's truly, truly that. Oh, my goodness, such a blessing, such a beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah, and you talk about healing, and, you know, it's oftentimes we think of healing as just the physical aspect, but the more important healing is the healing of our soul and knowing how real God is. I mean, I have a new normal now. I can't feel most of my face. I am challenged. And people look at me and go, "Oh, you look just fine." And it's like, well, yeah, you don't know exactly what my days are like. But I know I have a daily walk with Jesus that is now sometimes minute by minute. And I wake up in the morning and I say, "God, thank you for today." And I go to bed and it's like, "Thank you for loving me like no one else can." And I've gotten to a place where I spend time with them and, you know, him, and it's, the more I spend time with him, the more I'm in love with him, the more I stand in awe. Our God is amazing.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh, I tell you. You know, I'm just, you know, and just, it takes a lot to take me to a speechless moment. And I'm just speechless because, you know, like you said, you were at an event with 3,000 people and maybe 30 stood up, and you were a rarity when it came to looking normal and completely functioning normally. You know, that was God's miraculous, and that was, you know, showing people, look at God's hand upon the life of this person, and he can do the same for you. Just trust and believe that he can. You know, I mean, just so beautiful, simply beautiful. Yes. Do you have any upcoming?
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what did you ask me? I didn't hear what you asked me. Oh, yeah? Aaliyah, I think the phone may have dropped. I think you asked me if I had upcoming events. I am speaking at an event on Thursday, but I'm eager to speak more. So if anyone would like to have me speak, I'd love to hear from them. I'm going to message you on Facebook because I have no idea if you are there. So love you, girl. I'm just going to call you back again or have, I don't know what to do here.
So,
are you there?
I am.
I kind of rambled. I have no idea if you heard me.
Are
you there?
The signal. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, I can, but I just kept talking.
Yeah, my signal had died again, and that's why I had to actually dial into my queue versus my phone. Was, you were still on, you were still live, but I actually dropped. So that's why I had you come back in, because we were not going to have this thing in like that. So do you have any upcoming speaking events or anything that we can have everyone follow and look forward to?
Well, you know, not in your area. I have one coming up actually this Thursday. But as I mentioned, I think I'm eager to speak. And, you know, so if any of your listeners or anyone know of, you know, an arena where I can speak, I'd love to. I'm very comfortable speaking in front of crowds. And I just love to draw God into the room and bring out the tears, laughter, and moments of reflection. So I'd love an invite. Anyone can go to my website and, you know, just message me if there is an upcoming event that they might like to have me speak at.
Okay. Amen. And you're in Redmond, Washington.
Yes, just outside of Seattle.
Right, just outside of Seattle. Okay. So it's what, almost 8 o'clock, almost what, 6 there?
It is, yeah, 5:56.
Okay. Yeah, I know you all are like 3 hours behind us. Wow. So, Halo. Your website,
yes.
Tell us your website one more time.
It's Halo, H-A-L-O, foundhope.com. Halofoundhope.com, all one word, Halo Found Hope.
Halo Found Hope. And all of your social media handles are found on your website where we can just follow you through there, correct?
Yeah, the upper right-hand corner. And on my website, for those who haven't seen it, you can click on Watch the Book Trailer, and it's a 5-minute inspirational book trailer that I know you've seen. You're welcome to look at that as well. And there's a scene where they roll in someone on a gurney. Yeah, there's a scene where they roll in someone on a gurney. That's not me. I was like, I told them, because I went to the filming, I said, I really don't want to get on that thing again. But it all went well.
I know. But, guys, I'm telling you, you need to go visit www.halo.com. Halo? Tell me one more time. Halo.
Halo. Halofoundhope.com. So Halo, H-A-L-O, found, F-O-U-N-D, hope, H-O-P-E.com. Halofoundhope.com.
Halofoundhope.com. I'm telling you, that book trailer will have you in tears. And so I know that you will be blessed by watching the trailer. You'll want to buy the book, and you'll want to book her for your show if you're a person that has a show or if you have an upcoming event, because I'm telling you, there is definitely healing in her testimony, and the power of God and miracles are out on her life. She's definitely an earth angel here, and I praise God for the connection, the divine connection and divine appointment that God had for us to connect. So I appreciate you tonight for joining us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your invitation. And this won't be the last time you and I talk, sister. It won't be the last time. I think this is just the beginning. I consider
I do too.
A friend.
Yes. Thank you. Same to you. And Halo, did you have any final words that you'd like to leave with the listening audience?
Hope begins with a prayer. God loves you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And when you close your eyes tonight, just spend time with your Father.
Amen. Well,
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. We truly, truly appreciate you tonight.
Thank you for having me. So blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Guys, we had a powerful testimony and interview with Halo, and if you guys missed any of it, you want to go back and listen to the recording that will be available shortly. This is a powerful, powerful testimony. The topic was healing in your testimony, so if you missed any of that, you want to definitely go back and listen to it. You want to go visit her website at www.halofoundhope.com. You can purchase her book. That's also the title of her book. You can book her for events, speaking events, because I'm truly telling you, she's a blessing. And God has empowered her to empower others, and he's blessed her to be a blessing. So you definitely want to support her and reach out to her. And we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And her books are available online. And it talks about an account of how God freed her son from an addiction of over 15 years of addiction of alcohol. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's sound. They do instrumental music as well as jazz. And the owner and founder is Vincent Lynch.
and he had actually did the music for the jingle On Fire to Inspire that you hear into the show and out of the show. And then we have Unique Expression Work by Design with Angelique Washington, where she takes care of all of your custom product needs, whether it's professional or business, T-shirts, journals, pens, mugs, whatever it is you need. Angelique Washington and Unique Expression by Design will take care of you. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where Roz keeps you just looking beautiful. She keeps Miss On Fire and Inspire looking beautiful with hair, lashes, makeup, and she does everything from natural hair to twists, braids. She does it all. So you can call Roz and any of us, our people, any of our sponsors, please let them know that you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. And then finally, we have PrintTower.com, who is your one-stop shop to your printing needs for business cards, printing, flyers, magnetic signs, video, videography, and photography, as well as websites. And thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We are continuing our ad for $25 for the full month, and I will be announcing your business each and every week on the show live, as well as sharing it on our social media outlets. So if you want to be a sponsor and into this fertile ground, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Send us your logo or information about your business. If you have a business with products or services, tell us about it. We can get you on there as well. Well, I tell you guys, I thank you so much for listening in tonight. If you are in the Atlanta area, the Jasmine House Foundation will be having their annual Open Heart Campaign, where we'll be actually giving back to children in need. We partnered up with Toys for Tots. And so we'll be less fortunate families helping them out, making a family event. We're going to be wrapping up gifts, having refreshments. That is on December the 10th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you know any families in need, contact the information, the contact number on Jasmine House Foundation. They are on Facebook, as well as if you connect to my page, you will see their information. And also, last but not least, if you want to be a volunteer, let them know, because they are definitely looking for volunteers. If you want to donate a toy, donate anything to help out, because it's all about giving and being a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing, so we just thank God for the opportunity. And finally, yours truly, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler, is also an author, and if you want to sow into purchasing a book, you can go to Amazon or Kindle and get On Fire to Inspire the book. We have it available as an audio CD, ebook if you are an ebook reader, and then if for your children, we have a learning book just for me, which is a bilingual sing-along learning book that teaches your children foundational English and Spanish. And then finally, we have prayers, affirmations, and declarations. Well, God gave me a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations for almost literally anything dealing with praying for your children, praying for your family, praying for unity among the saints, just prayers and affirmations. So, because if you see and you continue to put into your ears and your eyes, because you got to feed your spirit. What you get in is what you put in is what you get out. So if you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. So if you're constantly feeding your spirit man with, I am an overcomer. I'm not just a survivor, but I'm a thriver. I am victorious. I am a success. So if you're continually seeing that and getting that into your spirit, you can only produce what you're feeding yourself. So I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. I will talk to you guys next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. So much. Share this broadcast. The recording will be up shortly. Share this broadcast with someone else and be a blessing to them. Thank you so much and love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Good night.